The Upside of Stress by Kelly McGonigal. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Upside of Stress by Kelly McGonigal is a book that explores the idea that stress can be beneficial to our lives. The author argues that when we view stress as an opportunity for growth, it can help us become more resilient and successful in life. She explains how understanding the science behind stress can help us better manage it and use it to our advantage. McGonigal begins by discussing the history of research on stress, noting how early studies focused on its negative effects while recent research has revealed some surprising benefits. She then goes into detail about what happens in our bodies when we experience stress, including changes in hormones and brain activity. This information helps readers understand why certain behaviors are triggered during times of high pressure. The author also provides practical advice for managing stressful situations, such as developing healthy coping strategies, setting realistic goals, and learning to recognize signs of distress before they become overwhelming. Additionally, she emphasizes the importance of social support networks and suggests ways to build meaningful relationships with others who can provide emotional support during difficult times. Finally, McGonigal encourages readers to embrace their own unique strengths rather than trying to conform to societal expectations or fit into a predetermined mold. By doing so, she believes individuals will be able to make better decisions under pressure and ultimately lead happier lives. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Stress can be beneficial. Stress can be beneficial if it is seen as an opportunity to grow and develop. It can help us become more resilient and better able to cope with life's challenges. Main idea number 2. Stress is a sign of engagement. Stress is a sign that we are engaged in something meaningful and important to us. It can be a sign of commitment and passion. Main idea number 3. Stress can be managed. Stress can be managed by developing healthy coping strategies and learning to recognize and respond to stress in a positive way. Main idea number 4. Stress can be a source of strength. Stress can be a source of strength if we learn to use it to our advantage. It can help us become more creative and resourceful. Main idea number 5. Stress can be a source of connection. Stress can be a source of connection if we learn to share our experiences with others and seek support from our social networks. Main idea number 6. Stress can be a source of joy. Stress can be a source of joy if we learn to appreciate the moments of challenge and growth that it brings. Main idea number 7. Stress can be a source of growth. Stress can be a source of growth if we learn to use it to our advantage. It can help us become more resilient and better able to cope with life's challenges. Main idea number 8. Stress can be a source of motivation. Stress can be a source of motivation if we learn to use it to our advantage. It can help us become more focused and productive. Main idea number 9. Stress can be a source of creativity. Stress can be a source of creativity if we learn to use it to our advantage. It can help us become more innovative and open to new ideas. Main idea number 10. Stress can be a source of resilience. Stress can be a source of resilience if we learn to use it to our advantage. It can help us become better able to cope with life's challenges. Main idea number 11. Stress can be a source of wisdom. Stress can be a source of wisdom if we learn to use it to our advantage. It can help us become more aware of our own strengths and weaknesses. Main idea number 12. Stress can be a source of insight. Stress can be a source of insight if we learn to use it to our advantage. It can help us become more aware of our own thoughts and feelings. Main idea number 13. Stress can be a source of courage. Stress can be a source of courage if we learn to use it to our advantage. It can help us become more confident and better able to take risks. Main idea number 14. Stress can be a source of growth. Stress can be a source of growth if we learn to use it to our advantage. It can help us become more open to change and better able to adapt to new situations. Main idea number 15. Stress can be a source of healing. Stress can be a source of healing if we learn to use it to our advantage. It can help us become more aware of our own needs and better able to take care of ourselves. Main idea number 16. Stress can be a source of transformation. Stress can be a source of transformation if we learn to use it to our advantage. It can help us become more open to new possibilities and better able to make positive changes in our lives. Main idea number 17. Stress can be a source of power. Stress can be a source of power if we learn to use it to our advantage. It can help us become more assertive and better able to take control of our lives. Main idea number 18. Stress can be a source of purpose. Stress can be a source of purpose if we learn to use it to our advantage. It can help us become more focused and better able to pursue our goals. Main idea number 19. Stress can be a source of learning. Stress can be a source of learning if we learn to use it to our advantage. It can help us become more aware of our own strengths and weaknesses and better able to make informed decisions. Main idea number 20. Stress can be a source of growth. Stress can be a source of growth if we learn to use it to our advantage. It can help us become more self-aware and better able to make positive changes in our lives. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Stress can be beneficial if it is seen as an opportunity to grow and develop. It can help us become more resilient and better able to cope with life's challenges. Stress can motivate us to take action, push ourselves out of our comfort zone, and strive for excellence. When we are faced with a difficult situation or challenge, stress can give us the energy and focus needed to tackle it head-on. When we view stress in this way, rather than something that needs to be avoided at all costs, it becomes easier to manage. We learn how to recognize when our body is feeling stressed so that we can take steps towards managing it effectively. This could include taking time out for self-care activities such as exercise or meditation, talking through our worries with someone else, or simply allowing ourselves some time away from the stressful situation. By learning how best to respond positively when under pressure, we build up resilience, which helps us stay focused on achieving our goals even during times of difficulty. In this way, stress has the potential not only to benefit us, but also those around us who may need support during challenging times. Main idea number 2. Stress is often seen as a negative emotion, but it can also be a sign of engagement. When we are stressed about something, it means that we care deeply about the outcome and are invested in making sure that things go well. Stress can be an indication of commitment and passion for whatever task or goal we have set out to accomplish. In her book The Upside of Stress, Kelly McGonigal argues that stress is not necessarily bad, rather, it's how we respond to stress that matters most. She suggests reframing our view of stress by recognizing its potential benefits: increased focus and motivation, improved problem-solving skills, enhanced creativity, and resilience. By understanding the positive aspects of stress and learning how to manage our reactions to it effectively, we can use this energy constructively instead of letting it overwhelm us. This will help us stay engaged with what matters most in life, our relationships with others and ourselves, and make progress towards achieving our goals. Main idea number 3. Stress can be managed by developing healthy coping strategies and learning to recognize and respond to stress in a positive way. This involves understanding the sources of stress, identifying how it affects us both physically and emotionally, and finding ways to reduce its impact on our lives. Developing effective coping skills such as relaxation techniques, problem-solving strategies, communication skills, time management techniques, physical activity, or exercise can help manage stress levels. It is also important to practice self-care activities that promote emotional well-being, such as getting enough sleep, eating nutritious meals regularly throughout the day, engaging in enjoyable activities like hobbies, or spending time with friends and family members. Additionally, seeking support from others when needed can provide an outlet for expressing feelings of distress. By taking steps towards managing stress effectively, we are better able to cope with difficult situations without feeling overwhelmed or out of control. With practice, these strategies become more automatic over time, allowing us to feel more relaxed even during times of high pressure. Main idea number 4. Stress can be a source of strength if we learn to use it to our advantage. When faced with difficult situations, stress can help us become more creative and resourceful in finding solutions. It can also motivate us to take action and push ourselves beyond our comfort zone. Stress is an opportunity for growth, as long as we don't let it overwhelm us. The key is learning how to manage stress effectively so that it doesn't become too overwhelming or debilitating. This means taking the time to recognize when you're feeling stressed and then using strategies such as deep breathing, mindfulness meditation, exercise, or talking with a friend or family member to help reduce your stress levels. By understanding how stress works and developing healthy coping mechanisms for dealing with it, we can turn this potentially negative force into something positive that helps us grow stronger both mentally and physically. Main idea number 5. Stress can be a source of connection if we learn to share our experiences with others and seek support from our social networks. When we open up about the challenges we are facing, it gives us an opportunity to connect with those around us in meaningful ways. We can find comfort in knowing that other people have gone through similar struggles and come out on the other side. Sharing stories of resilience helps build trust and understanding between individuals, which strengthens relationships. When faced with stress, it is important to remember that you don't have to go through it alone. Reaching out for help from friends or family members can provide much-needed emotional support during difficult times. Talking openly about your feelings allows you to process them more effectively while also creating a sense of community among those who understand what you are going through. By connecting with others over shared experiences of stress, we create a powerful network of support that can help us cope better when life gets tough. Stress doesn't have to be something negative. Instead, it can become an opportunity for growth and connection. Main idea number 6. Stress can be a source of joy if we learn to appreciate the moments of challenge and growth that it brings. When faced with stress, our bodies are designed to respond in ways that help us survive and thrive. Our heart rate increases, our breathing quickens, and our muscles tense up, all preparing us for action. This is known as the fight or flight response. Rather than seeing this response as something negative, we can use it to fuel positive change in ourselves. Stress gives us an opportunity to push ourselves further than we thought possible. It encourages us to take risks and try new things. It helps us build resilience when facing difficult situations, and ultimately, it allows us to grow both mentally and physically. When we embrace stress instead of avoiding it, we open ourselves up to a world of possibilities. We become more confident in our abilities because we know that no matter what life throws at us, we have the strength within ourselves to handle whatever comes next. Main idea number 7. Stress can be a source of growth if we learn to use it to our advantage. It can help us become more resilient and better able to cope with life's challenges. Stress is an inevitable part of life, but how we respond to it makes all the difference. When faced with stress, instead of trying to avoid or ignore it, we should try to embrace it as an opportunity for growth. By learning how to manage our stress in healthy ways, such as through mindfulness practices or physical activity, we can build up our capacity for resilience and develop greater emotional intelligence. This will enable us to make better decisions when faced with difficult situations and ultimately lead us towards personal growth. When used correctly, stress can also motivate us into action by providing the necessary energy needed for tackling challenging tasks. By recognizing this potential within ourselves and using it wisely, we are able to create positive change in our lives that would not have been possible without the presence of stress. Main idea number 8. Stress can be a powerful source of motivation if we learn to use it to our advantage. When faced with stress, our bodies naturally respond by releasing hormones that increase alertness and focus. This heightened state of awareness can help us become more productive and efficient in tackling tasks at hand. By learning how to recognize the signs of stress, such as increased heart rate or shallow breathing, we can use this energy to fuel our efforts instead of letting it overwhelm us. We can also practice mindful techniques like deep breathing or meditation, which will help us stay focused on the task at hand while calming down any anxious feelings. When used correctly, stress can be an invaluable tool for achieving success. It helps keep us motivated and energized so that we are able to push ourselves further than before. By understanding how stress works and using it wisely, we can turn what was once seen as a negative into something positive. Main idea number 9. Stress can be a powerful source of creativity if we learn to use it to our advantage. When faced with stress, our minds become more open and flexible, allowing us to think outside the box and come up with creative solutions. Stress also helps us focus on the task at hand, enabling us to concentrate better and work more efficiently. Finally, stress can help motivate us by providing an extra push when we need it most. The key is learning how to manage stress in healthy ways so that it doesn't overwhelm or paralyze us. We can do this by taking time for self-care activities such as exercise, meditation, journaling, or talking with friends. It's also important to practice positive thinking and reframe stressful situations in order to see them from a different perspective. By using these strategies, we can turn stress into a source of creativity rather than something that holds us back. With practice and patience, we can learn how to channel our anxiety into productive energy that leads to innovative ideas and successful outcomes. Main idea number 10. Stress can be a source of resilience if we learn to use it to our advantage. When faced with difficult situations, stress can help us become more focused and motivated. It can also give us the energy and determination needed to overcome obstacles. By learning how to manage our stress levels, we can develop greater emotional strength and mental toughness. When we understand that stress is not necessarily bad for us, but rather an opportunity for growth, it becomes easier to embrace it as part of life's journey. We may even find ourselves better able to cope with future challenges because of the lessons learned from past experiences. Stress has the potential to make us stronger individuals who are better equipped for whatever comes our way. By recognizing that stress is a normal part of life and using it as an opportunity for personal growth, we can build resilience in ourselves and others around us. With practice, this newfound strength will enable us to face any challenge head-on without fear or hesitation. Main idea number 11. Stress can be a source of wisdom if we learn to use it to our advantage. It can help us become more aware of our own strengths and weaknesses, as well as the areas in which we need to improve. Stress can also motivate us to take action and make changes that will benefit us in the long run. By recognizing how stress affects us, we can use it as an opportunity for growth and development. When faced with stressful situations, instead of letting fear or anxiety take over, try taking a step back and looking at the situation objectively. Ask yourself what you could do differently or better next time around. This kind of self-reflection allows you to gain insight into your own behavior patterns so that you can make adjustments accordingly. By learning from our mistakes and using stress as an opportunity for personal growth, we are able to develop greater resilience when facing future challenges. We become wiser by understanding how best to manage difficult emotions such as fear or anger so that they don't overwhelm us or prevent us from achieving our goals. Main idea number 12. Stress can be a source of insight if we learn to use it to our advantage. It can help us become more aware of our own thoughts and feelings, as well as the external factors that may be influencing them. Stress can also provide an opportunity for self-reflection and growth, allowing us to identify areas where we need improvement or change. By recognizing how stress affects us, we can better understand ourselves and make positive changes in our lives. When faced with stressful situations, it is important to take time out for yourself. This could involve taking a few deep breaths or engaging in activities such as yoga or meditation that allow you to relax your body and mind. Taking this time will give you the space needed to reflect on what is causing your stress and how best to address it. It is also beneficial to talk about your experiences with someone else who understands what you are going through. Having an outside perspective from someone who has been through similar experiences can help put things into perspective and provide valuable insights into how best to manage stress. By learning how to use stress as a source of insight rather than something that overwhelms us, we open up new possibilities for personal growth and development. With practice, managing stressful situations becomes easier over time, leading ultimately towards greater resilience in life's challenges. Main idea number 13. Stress can be a source of courage if we learn to use it to our advantage. When faced with a difficult situation, stress can help us become more focused and determined. It can give us the energy and motivation needed to take risks and push ourselves beyond our comfort zone. With practice, we can learn how to channel this energy into positive action. The key is learning how to recognize when stress is helping or hindering us. If we are feeling overwhelmed by stress, it's important to take time for self-care so that we don't become too overwhelmed or anxious. On the other hand, if we feel energized by the challenge ahead of us, then it may be beneficial for us to embrace this feeling as an opportunity for growth. By understanding how stress works in our bodies and minds, we can begin using it as a tool rather than something that holds us back from achieving our goals. We must remember that while some amount of stress is necessary in order for us to reach new heights of success, too much will only lead to burnout and exhaustion. Main idea number 14. Stress can be a source of growth if we learn to use it to our advantage. It can help us become more open to change and better able to adapt to new situations. When faced with stress, instead of trying to avoid or ignore it, we should try and embrace it as an opportunity for personal growth. We can use the energy from stress in order to take action and make positive changes in our lives. By learning how to manage our stress levels, we can gain insight into ourselves and develop skills that will help us cope with future challenges. Stress is not something that needs to be feared, rather, it should be seen as an opportunity for self-improvement. With practice, we can learn how best utilize this energy so that it works for us rather than against us. When used correctly, stress has the potential not only to improve our physical health but also enhance our mental well-being by helping us build resilience and increase self-awareness. By recognizing the power of stress as a tool for growth, we are able to create meaningful change in both our professional and personal lives. Main idea number 15. Stress can be a source of healing if we learn to use it to our advantage. It can help us become more aware of our own needs and better able to take care of ourselves. Stress is an opportunity for growth, as it encourages us to confront difficult situations and develop resilience in the face of adversity. When we are faced with stress, instead of trying to avoid or ignore it, we should try to understand what is causing it and how best to respond. By learning how to manage stress effectively, we can turn a potentially negative experience into something positive. We can use the energy that comes from feeling stressed out as motivation for making changes in our lives that will benefit us in the long run. For example, when feeling overwhelmed by work or school responsibilities, taking some time off may seem counterintuitive but could actually lead to increased productivity once you return. When used correctly, stress can also be a powerful tool for self-discovery and personal growth. By reflecting on why certain things cause us distress and exploring ways in which we might cope with them better, we gain insight into ourselves that would otherwise remain hidden. This knowledge allows us not only to handle stressful situations more effectively but also helps build confidence over time. Main idea number 16. Stress can be a powerful source of transformation if we learn to use it to our advantage. When faced with stress, many people become overwhelmed and shut down, but this doesn't have to be the case. Instead, we can choose to view stress as an opportunity for growth and development. By learning how to manage our stress levels effectively, we can use it as a catalyst for positive change in our lives. When faced with stressful situations or difficult decisions, taking time out to reflect on what is happening and why can help us gain clarity about the situation at hand. This allows us to make more informed choices that are better aligned with our values and goals. Additionally, by recognizing the potential benefits of stress, such as increased focus and creativity, we may find ourselves more open-minded when considering new possibilities. By embracing stress rather than avoiding it, we give ourselves permission to take risks and explore uncharted territory without fear of failure or judgment from others. We also create space for self-reflection, which helps us identify areas where improvement is needed so that we can work towards becoming better versions of ourselves. Ultimately, using stress as a source of transformation requires courage and commitment. However, doing so has the potential to lead us towards greater fulfillment in life. With practice and patience, anyone can learn how best to utilize their own unique experiences with stress in order to achieve personal growth. Main idea number 17. Stress can be a source of power if we learn to use it to our advantage. It can help us become more assertive and better able to take control of our lives. When faced with stressful situations, instead of feeling overwhelmed or helpless, we can choose to focus on the challenge at hand and use the energy from stress as an opportunity for growth. We can also use stress as a motivator by setting goals that are challenging but achievable. By learning how to manage our stress levels, we can tap into its potential benefits. This includes developing resilience in the face of adversity, improving problem-solving skills, increasing creativity and productivity, and even boosting self-confidence. With practice and dedication, we can turn stress into a powerful tool that helps us reach our goals. Main idea number 18. Stress can be a source of purpose if we learn to use it to our advantage. It can help us become more focused and better able to pursue our goals. When faced with stress, instead of feeling overwhelmed or defeated, we can choose to view it as an opportunity for growth and development. We can use the energy that comes from stress to motivate ourselves and take action towards achieving our goals. By recognizing the potential benefits of stress, we are better equipped to manage it in healthy ways. We can practice self-care techniques such as deep breathing or mindfulness meditation, which will help us stay calm and centered during times of high pressure. Additionally, by setting realistic expectations for ourselves and breaking down large tasks into smaller ones, we are less likely to feel overwhelmed when faced with stressful situations. When used correctly, stress is not something that needs to be feared, but rather embraced as a tool for personal growth. By learning how best to utilize this powerful emotion in order to achieve success in life, we have the power within us to create meaningful change. Main idea number 19. Stress can be a source of learning if we learn to use it to our advantage. It can help us become more aware of our own strengths and weaknesses, allowing us to make better decisions in the face of difficult situations. Stress can also motivate us to take action and push ourselves further than we thought possible. By recognizing how stress affects us, we can use it as an opportunity for growth and development. When faced with stressful situations, instead of avoiding them or trying to ignore them, try taking a step back and reflecting on what is causing the stress. Ask yourself questions such as, "What am I feeling?" or "What do I need right now?" This will help you gain insight into your emotions and needs so that you can respond in a way that is beneficial for both yourself and those around you. Learning from stress requires practice, but it is worth the effort. With time, you will become more adept at managing your reactions when faced with challenging circumstances. You may even find that some forms of stress are actually helpful in pushing you out of your comfort zone so that you can reach new heights. Main idea number 20. Stress can be a source of growth if we learn to use it to our advantage. It can help us become more self-aware and better able to make positive changes in our lives. When faced with stress, instead of trying to avoid or ignore it, we should try to understand what is causing the stress and how we can use it as an opportunity for growth. We need to recognize that stress is not necessarily bad, rather, it is a sign that something needs attention. By learning how to manage our reactions and responses when under pressure, we can develop resilience and gain insight into ourselves. This will enable us to identify areas where improvement may be needed so that we are better equipped for future challenges. Additionally, by taking action on these insights, such as setting goals or making lifestyle changes, we can create meaningful progress in our lives. Ultimately, understanding the power of stress allows us to take control over its effects on our lives. By embracing this challenge instead of running away from it, we open up new possibilities for personal development and growth. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.